Hello, this is China Diaries with me, Tommy. So maybe I should come up with some big reason as to why I'm doing any of this, but I don't know. I found the diaries and it's been a long time since I wrote them, and I thought it was pretty fun to look back and see how perspectives have changed and things have changed, and gain a bit of insight in the past without on the past without being becoming insufferably nostalgic. I also thought maybe other people, if they're interested in coming to China, may find these insights useful. And take what you will from these recordings, but I thought I would take some time each day, go through bits of the diary, maybe put together something that I can turn into useful media for other people later on. So looking back at the first diary, there are two or three of these books, and they were all written between March 2005, and I think the latest entries go up to sometime in 2008, with some gaps here and there. But it basically documents my first like 2 or 3 years in living in China. At this point, as you may have already worked out from that math, that I'm still in China, so it's been already 18 years, steaming up to 19. When I pass March 2024, I will have officially lived in China longer than living in the UK. So that'll be a big milestone. Anyway, looking back, even on the first page, there was just a kind of douchiness that I suppose I can forgive because I was only 19 years old at the time. And you can quite clearly see that I started this not very long after Lord of the Rings movies became incredibly popular. And I think I'd also read the books around this time. The title I gave this diary, and I apologize in advance, There and Back Again So Soon. So soon. 18 years later, what the hell was I thinking? A prospective undergraduate's tale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, I started this whole thing with the mind of spending about 5 months in China before going off to university at Durham. In fact, Durham, I was supposed to go to Durham University. But as you now know, it didn't work out that way. Perhaps more of that can unfold. But even beyond the blatant stealing from Lord of the Rings, I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this warning underneath. To anyone who, for some reason, is looking in this book without my prior knowledge, be warned that it is full of horrible, despairing language, scribbles, and subject which some may find boring, offensive, blasphemous, and quite possibly upsetting. With this in mind, I strongly advise it be read by no one. Yeah, well, that's obviously a nod to the opening sort of pre-message thing of South Park, which I was also a big fan of. Still am, by the way. And I was, after my school friends and I did almost nothing except watch South Park and Lord of the Rings, as you can now see from the first page of my diary. Even as I'm preparing to go to another country, I'm still writing those. I am 19. I still put up my I'm only 19 years old defense in this matter. So, it begins. I just now realize that's what King Théoden says at the start of the Battle of Helm's Deep, but never mind. Saturday, 12th of March, 2005, 12 noon. Chopstick ability, 0 out of 10. Just checked my watch, dead on 12. How convenient. Pretty sure that's a Simpsons reference. Well, today's the day, that day I've been planning since Christmas, but still could barely get organized for. Today it's bye-bye Blighty and hello China. I'm sitting completely alone in the gate lounge, a little annoyed I didn't take a look around at the shops. God, it's so boring. Could have used a couple of things. Now I have to sit here for 2 hours and wait for my flight to be called. You know, no shit. You're in an airport waiting for a flight to be called. I sent Simon a text before. The text read, "What the fuck am I doing?" I still believe that remains a very good question. Yeah, I remember sending that text, actually. And it was probably many phones ago for Simon, so I doubt he has that original text anywhere. But it was a little bit like that in all the months before I moved to China. I was working in my father's hotel in Yorkshire to earn the money to pay for it all. And a lot of the customers and the regulars would ask me, "What the fuck are you doing?" I mean, yeah, moving to another country, the language you don't speak, culture you don't know anything about, you don't know what even where you're going to live or how you're going to get along. I mean, it was pretty stupid, but, you know, I refer you to the defense of being 19 years old that I mentioned before. The diary goes on. "I am someone who has never lived away from home, never traveled further than Cyprus," the privilege showing there, "and never even done a single item of laundry. How the fuck am I going to cope?" Oh, gosh, first world problems. "Oh, dear," sounding too dramatic now. Oh, good, I reined myself in there. "Really hope accommodation does turn out to be shared. I could use some help adjusting to the lifestyle. I'm sure, just like everyone says, it'll be fine, nay, great." You know, I don't know who that everyone is, because I don't remember anyone telling me that it's going to be fine, unless they were just desperately trying to reassure me. Maybe that was my mother. "Sitting here alone just reminds me how alone I am in this trip at the moment. It's a big trip, and I've got no easy help as far as I can see. This could turn out to be something that requires a bit of resourcefulness, but also a lot of help from the right people." How prophetic I was. But, you know, yeah, that's obvious. Of course you need help from people. "Hopefully when I arrive in Dalian, I will have a week or so to just settle in, take a look around, familiarize myself with the local facilities and whatnot. Anyway, all this worrying and writing has made me thirsty. Need to find a vending machine." Vending machine. No, I think I just went to a WH Smith and bought. Anyway, whatever. So, yes, Dalian. When I arrive in Dalian, I'll have a week or so to adjust. Dalian was the first city I moved to. It's located on the northeast coast of China, the end of the Liaodong Peninsula. I had heard about it on a job site, got in touch with a school there, and Googled it, of course, and many awesome pictures came back. And I thought, fantastic. It's not too big. It's by the sea. It's got a nice four-season climate. I heard I was told it would be quite cold when I arrived, but that it would get very nice by the month of May. I was excited, you know. I was nervous, but I was excited to go and live in a place like that. So that was in Manchester. So I took a flight to Heathrow. So now I'm in Heathrow, reached London Heathrow, made it to Terminal 3, made it to Connection Check-in Desk, made it to the Departure Lounge. I'm now on my way to Beijing, writing this while the guy sitting next to me is slyly trying to decipher what it is I'm writing in this book. This is going to be a pretty long flight, about 10 hours. I hope they have some good films. Probably not, though. This is an airline we're talking about, and I'm not... Oh, I am in economy where I belong. I'll probably do my best to sleep along the way as much as possible, but oh dear, it could be boring. The crossword book I bought looks fairly easy. God, I mean, I'm pretty nerdy now, but I mean, really, a crossword book? Okay. It may take a little less than 10 hours to get through them all. Yeah, there's no way I finished that crossword book. Nerdy as I was and still am, there's no way I had the patience in that time to finish that crossword book. I wonder which box in some basement or cupboard in one of my parents' houses that book could be sitting right now. Could be. So I made it to the flight, the Beijing flight. Believe it or not, that flight was just full of Chinese people. Who'd have thought all those Chinese people going back to China? I went back into the diary at 9:30. Just checked my watch, and I can't believe there's like 7 hours still to go until I reach Beijing. It really felt as though a great deal of time has passed. All the lights have been turned out, apart from one clearly adamant reader a few rows ahead who has got his reading light on. Nutter. Yes, nutter. To me there. Trying to pretend I'm not a nerd with my light on writing in this diary and probably doing one of only two or three crosswords that ever got done in that crossword book. Looking forward to getting there now. It won't be long. Then I'll be in beautiful Dalian. What a fucking rude awakening I was in for. Yeah. So here we go. The actual first day in China. Sunday, the 13th of March. And I still celebrate 13th of March as my Chinaversary. That's what we call it. And let's see. Have arrived in Beijing and I'm now waiting for flight to Dalian. Beijing airport was very confusing, and I'm sure I nearly got lost on several occasions. Never mind, anyway, just another couple of hours, and then I'll be there. It's really cold over here today. When I stepped out of the plane, it felt like I was back home, but evidently I wasn't. Welcome to Beijing. Yeah, you know, I don't think I wrote this in the diary. Maybe I did. Maybe I put it in a bit later, but there should be a rather good bit coming up. I hope I admitted to it in this diary, knowing that people would read it at some point, which is my first experience of Beijing airport was rather unfortunately being conned in the bathroom. You better let me explain, because that sounds really dodgy. Okay, so what happened was, I went to the bathroom after the flight, and I think it was before I collected my luggage. And there was some guy there, like one of those bathroom attendants who gives you paper towels and stuff, like those annoying guys in nightclubs that, you know, give you soap or mints and stuff. You're supposed to tip them. Anyway, so this guy was, I'm not even sure he was a proper employee. He was just stood by the paper towels, maybe trying to snare foreigners. Anyway. So I washed my hands and he gave me a paper towel and then he just put his hand up and just said, money, in English. Money. Well, I mean, I had no knowledge of Chinese currency at that time. I think the exchange rate at the time, now that I think about it, I think it was around £1 was 16 RMB, 15 or 16 RMB. It's come down since then, obviously. But yeah, and this guy asked for money, and I gave him 50, I think, which I think, if I did put this in diary, I'm now wondering if I put it was 20, but I'm pretty sure it was 50, because he gave me a capital smirk and proceeded to gladly take the 50 and then scuttle off. So you can do the maths on that. What is that about? £3 something, I tipped the guy. But later I heard that when you're encountering people like that, you're supposed to give them maybe a couple of RMB, 5 RMB at the most. So I exceeded the maximum by about 10 times. But you know, I was new and I was young and stupid. Now I'm just still young. Anyway, let's see. Going back into the diary for this last bit, let's see if we can make it to Dalian in this first recording. I'm now on the plane to Dalian. It's only a short flight, but, well, full of its interesting little features. The stewardesses came round with drinks, then also with some rolls wrapped up in foil. The foil-wrapped delight was placed on my table with tongs. It was very warm. Opened it up to find what really looked like a sesame seed bacon butty. And I wrote bacon butty in capitals for some reason. I must have been very excited, apparently, to have a bacon sandwich. However, I was mistaken. It was not bacon, but some other kind of meat. Not beef, pork, duck, or chicken. Anyway, to cut the long story short, I think I may well have eaten a dog sandwich, and I don't mean a bad sandwich. Ah, dog was obviously some sort of slang back then for meaning bad. I mean quite possibly and literally a puppy sandwich, a sandwich du lassie. Oh yeah, I could still speak French back then. Not sure though, it tasted pretty good. Okay, for the record, I flew to Dalian, I believe it was China Southern Airlines that took me from Beijing to Dalian. For the record, China Southern Airlines did not serve me a dog sandwich that day. My later extended knowledge of Chinese processed meat and these kind of sandwiches leads me to believe it was most likely a kind of processed ham or bacon. It just looked very different from anything I'd seen before. So yeah, I proceeded to eat many strange things while living in Dalian and subsequently in Beijing and other cities, but I did not, on that day, consume a puppy sandwich. And that was my flight from Manchester all the way to Dalian. Now, there is a little bit more, but I'll leave it for the next recording. So, little taster. Just that's the first few pages of the first diary. I hope we can turn this into an interesting volume that people actually want to listen to. But who knows? Maybe I just like the sound of my own voice. Okay, so until the second recording of China Diaries with Tommy.